that I sit on the corner and people really, frankly, cannot figure the thing out at all. They don't know when you start pedaling what's going to happen. They don't even understand that they all have to pedal to make the bike go forward, which is the whole basic premise of the bike. They have to look at it for a while. It's sort of, because it's so different, because it's in a circle, they try to place it in some category of being an amusement park ride or something that's just there to look at, like it's a sculpture.
What are the dimensions of this thing?
6 feet wide and 8 feet long.
Wow. Just like an octopus.
I've had a 95-year-old man on the bike. But I've also had some pipe fitters come to town for a convention that won't dare get on it. Art has that funny thing to it that it's some people are going to jump right at it, but some people are a little bit intimidated by something that's really different. Essentially, the conference bike, when I'm on it, it's a performance event. The thing that's most important about the conference bike is that it creates a social environment when you get on it. And that's the real art content of the bike, is that people get on the bike, they're facing each other, and they're riding together.
What's the fastest you've gotten this thing to go?
Well, when you go downhill, of course, is when you go the fastest.
Oh!
Like you do on a regular bicycle.
Yeah, we gotta do that again.
It can operate as a concession, you might say. I can sit on the corner, which I do, and try to get people to get on the bike.
Hello?
Yellow!
Any cops?
They can't catch us.
In order to understand the art content of the conference bike, you have to ride it. You can't just look at it and go, wow, that's any word you want to put in there. The really important thing is to get up on the bike and start pedaling.
Car
behind.
Come on, guys.
Big finish.
Thanks,
we all ran track. Come on.